come to order. Bill for referral, House Bill 3295 relating to highway.
Wait a minute.
Motion is laid in the committee and discussion. Any objections? So ordered. 3296 relating to health facilities cost review commission.
Take that one off.
Read the motion. Is there any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. 3309 relating to energy conservation.
Take that one off.
Heard the motion. Is there any discussion?
Did their homework.
So ordered. 3310 relating to public employees in the state service.
Judiciary.
Motion to judiciary. Any discussion? I got a question.
Yeah,
okay, question. I'd like the staff to report as to why the recommendation goes to judiciary. It's not a labor issue. Well, it could be a labor issue. Prohibits discrimination because of sexual orientation against applicants for state employment, eligible person, or state employee. Prohibits disciplining state employees based on sexual discrimination. It's much more of a discrimination major than it is a labor.
Mr. Chairman, one of the requests we did hear, that request might
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, we felt very strongly that the bill that got bogged down in the Senate was just so emotional and so tied. This was a bill that was in last session, and we felt that it is a civil rights issue, and we felt that the judiciary was the appropriate committee to deal with the issue of justice and not get all the emotionalism brought into the subject.
Labor committee, and I'm not, believe me, I'm not suggesting they necessarily go to the labor committee, but the labor committee has dealt with other civil rights.
That's right, but this one doesn't deal with, it's not the comprehensive bill, Gary. It doesn't deal with anything that would be covered by the Civil Rights Division and the Bureau of Labor. This is simply for state employees.
Yeah, I think it's two chapters more.
It's not 659.
State merit.
This is a new open committee process, Mr. Moderator.
It's just a suggestion.
Well, I was kind of surprised to see it wasn't recommended to the state government office. It is a state government operation.
But again, I'd like to remind you that it has been very emotional, and we would like to see it dealt with as a civil rights issue. Not as a moral one.
And the attorneys are not emotional.
One thing, Mr. Chairman, we just try to count on it. That's the matter to this area that there will only be at least two minority reports in the three.
And everyone on the committee will speak on it, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll pull down the process.
Okay. Is there any objections? Representative Kulongowski, we're talking about House Bill 3310 that has to do with state employees and discrimination and sexual orientation.
Send a form and order report on this.
And we'll send it there if you'll guarantee that you'll get up to speak on it too.
Well, I think, Mr. Chairman, actually that bill to get the hearing.
It's either there or labor.
I think Ag Committee would be it.
The motion is to Judiciary Committee. And I think there are four votes to send it there. Question's been asked for. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. House Bill 3311 relating to commercial fishing process.
And natural resources. The subcommittee curled away from me. Wait a second.
You put the motion.
Just want Hanneman had a note in him. Didn't want to go straight to right away from me. Up there. Take it off. Just wait from me.
Huh.
He kind of got $2 million.
That's what he did. You thought there was a bulk of
fishing?
Yeah, he doesn't want it.
The don't know.
He's the vice chairman of agriculture.
General fund fiscal impact, $2 million. Depends on the way.
Oh, okay. I recall the bill now. Okay, the motion has been changed to send directly to Ways and Means Committee. Is there any discussion? Is there anyone in the audience here on that bill that wants to make any comments? Okay, the motion is to Ways and Means Committee. Is there any objection? So ordered. House Bill 3313, relating to State Park.
Move to Revenue.
Motion is to Revenue Committee. This would be the lodging tax and so on.
Revenue.
Further discussion, is there any objection? Is there any objection? So ordered. House Bill 3314, relating to property tax.
Revenue.
Revenue Committee. Almost unanimous motion. Any objection? So ordered. I think that's one you asked me about on the floor yesterday, and I think it is. It wasn't time to get it on the notice sheet for today's meeting, but it should be on tomorrow, or Monday morning, yeah. No, it'll be on Monday morning hearing. It'll be on today's notice sheet, right off on there. Okay. 3315, relating to county school fund.
Revenue
Committee, you heard the motion. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. 3317, relating to certain activities of lobbyists.
State government operations.
Motion to send to state government operations. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Chairman. Well, I'm there as a representative here from the Association of Oregon County, right?
Well, I'd like to ask a question.
Embarrass anybody or anything, but well, there are three bills here today that are introduced at the request of the Association of Oregon Counties, and I'm aware of some others that haven't yet come to this committee for assignment that have been introduced. But the question is, how come 131 days into the session we're introducing bills like this?
Which one are you talking about, Gary?
Any of them. 3313,
3314. Okay, let me explain. Those bills were to be introduced to the Revenue Committee. They got laid on the chairman's desk, and I think they laid there for almost a month before somebody really raised objection and got them moving. And that's the chairman of the Revenue Committee fault, as my understanding, or his staff, that they were not introduced a long time ago. It certainly wasn't the counties or cities or their fault.
I wasn't pointing fingers at their fault, though. Because there might be a legitimate reason for them to come at
this
time. But to see, we've got a half a dozen of them,
right.
I know, that are coming in.
No, I think there were four bills totally that they had studying in that committee. That committee had agreed to introduce, and then for some reason had not got the paperwork done to get them in. So it certainly isn't their fault at all. Okay. In fact, I don't know what chance they have now of even getting very far. But HGR 78, the Creation Interim Committee on Election Law Revision.
How about just the rule?
I would agree with that motion.
Yep.
Did we agree to send it back?
We have a discussion committee one day, and you suggested that the
Okay. My problem is that we'd like to get all these together and combine them into one omnibus bill.
They might think of writing it for conforming to our present rules.
Well, they did draft this legislation. They had it drafted the way they wanted it. I'm not sure that we need to have a hearing on it, do we? We've done that already and had a report from the committee, in fact.
Move the rules.
I think Roger, you said rules, did you, Roger?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the motion to send HCR 78 back to the rules committee. Any discussion? Let me say right now, if there's any of you in the audience that have something on one of these, if you raise your hand, I'll recognize any discussion to bring up a comment. Okay, is there any objection to the rules committee? Hearing none, so ordered. SB 41, relating to placements and evaluation of handicapped children in educational programs.
What is an SURROGATE?
This came out of the Education Task Force, as I recall, and it's one of those.
Well, it's got to go to education, just for the rest of the package is, you know, unless the committee we want to move on. They've got a hearing schedule for Wednesday on the whole package of this bill, sort of.
The
ways and means, you know, the implication of all of these is the state mandates all these things, and can pay for it, it comes out of basic school support, so I guess the perception will still better be the ways and means.
I'm not sure any particular one of the bills the package may increase that the package together certainly does, so I agree with you. I think they should go to ways and means with a subsequent in.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, the motion is to Education Committee with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means Committee. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Senate Bill 109, relating to taxation.
Revenue.
Motion to Revenue Committee. Any discussion? Is there any objection? So ordered. Senate Bill 300, relating to workman's compensation. Motion to send to Labor Committee. Any discussion?
And I put about four subsequent
referrals on. I think this bill belongs in that.
You don't think it belongs to Labor Committee?
Special interest piece of legislation.
You better believe it is. Boy,
and the special interests are all the people that pay into workers' comp. Subsidy is certainly not on the onus of the agricultural people, but on all the other businesses.
Yeah,
all
the other.
For the benefit of agriculture,
yeah,
I agree.
Very forward, man.
Let me say, first of all, I introduced the bill in the interim committee and had the interim committee introduce it out of the working comp subsidy to the full state committee to introduce it that, through that way. The motion is to Labor Committee. Is there any objection to the Labor Committee? Hearing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 625. Related to New Berkeley. Okay, you've heard the motion. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection?
Well, that bill is worth the compensation bill, too.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, you may be right, Jerry. I think it is. Further discussion? Okay, is there any objection? So ordered. Senate Bill 853, relating to motor vehicles. This official traffic offender is still. Okay. Has to do with the time. Motion to judiciary. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Senate Bill 911, relating to the practice of nursing. Motion is to Business and Consumer Affairs. Licensing bill. You've heard the motion, discussion? Objection. Hearing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 1012, relating to insurance. Is introduced into the Committee of Labor, Business, Consumer Affairs, Justice Department, Commerce, Insurance Commission. Prohibits unfair discrimination by insurers between risks of essentially the same degree of hazard and availability of insurance. The motion is to Business and Consumer Affairs. Is there any further discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 1091, relating to consumer protection.
Business and Consumer Affairs.
The motion is to Business and Consumer Affairs. Discussion. Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. SBR 8, declaring the square dance to be the official dance for the state of Oregon.
Send it back.
If they'd like to bring it up again.
We'll see. How about to the House Lounge
Committee?
State government operations.
With a subsequent referral to. Motion to send it to state government operations. Any discussion? Any objections?
I just think that Senator Groner's committee would have been an appropriate one.
Yes. Oh, I see. Yes.
Yeah, it's
just the Hearing no objection, so ordered. House, okay, subsequent referral removal. House Bill 2043, relating to mass transit district.
I move that we release the subsequent referral.
The subsequent referral is to what lady you need?
Yeah, we got my affair.
Okay. You've heard the motion to delete the subsequent referral. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. House Bill 2223, relating to civil rights complaints.
Chairman, that came out of the Labor Committee. The bill has been drafted by the Attorney General's Office. I've had the, they have worked it up. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee,
I move that we
release the subsequent referral to the Judiciary
Committee. Okay, you've heard the motion to release the subsequent referral. Any other discussion? Any objections? So ordered. House Bill 2504, relating to motor vehicles. Okay, the motion is to delete the subsequent referral. Any further discussion? Is there any objection? So ordered. House Bill 2798, relating to state financial aid.
It has a referral where the state governmental operations.
Intergovernmental affairs. The chairman of Intergovernmental Affairs sits on a committee that came out of and also voted to ask this committee to delay it.
I oppose the rule of the subsequent referral.
Okay.
So
I haven't got a motion yet. Is there any other? If there's no other position, I'll have to switch to call it over.
Aye.
Martin?
No.
Rivera?
No.
Rojo?
No.
Kinnabaski?
Aye.
Chairman?
Aye.
Motion failed. So, we're on to Intergovernmental Affairs. FB 789, relating to education.
Move the subsequent referral away from me.
Mm-hmm.
we good about that?
That's what the press is here for, right?
Okay.
The motion is to delete the subsequent referral to the Ways and Means Committee. Is there any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Request for introduction. Okay, the first one is education related to student teaching. Do you want to look at those? You ask them to come? Anyone here from education today? Oh, that's pretty much.
I have no idea. Where are they? Are they in here? Introduction approved.
Authorizing district school boards to enter into contracts with approved teacher education institutions to train students of teacher education institutions. Redefining training tools mean tools approved by teacher standards and practice commissions that pupils are taught by students of approved teacher education institutions. I don't know what the hell that means.
I wish I could tell you.
Nobody's here to.
Except Rogers.
Yeah.
Isn't there, the request doesn't have any of these names around? It may be in committee. Let Roger take a look at it for a minute, if you want to do it. You want there?
Yeah.
Well, you want to look at the whole bill?
I just don't remember how it was.
Motion to introduce the drafting request related to student teaching by Education Committee.
Just out of curiosity, why, again, on the 131st day of the session, are we introducing a bill like this?
I know.
Well, I think we ought to draw the line someplace. I have got no opposition to the bill whatsoever. But it just kind of bothers me that all of a sudden here, after we're trying to close this baby down, that we start introducing bills that could just be introduced pre-session.
Okay.
Just a protest, so.
You want a roll call or?
No, I don't.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The next one is relating to employment of non-certified teachers, Education Committee. Remove intermediate education district employing improperly certified and assigned personnel from penalty requiring forfeiture of amount of salary. Okay, I'm just going to get open. You got it. No motion?
Well, an explanation of what Representative Wrong is that there's so many different people and groups involved in education. We could stay here through December and they can introduce the bill of the week.
I know what they're asking. I'm going to oppose you to that. Okay. There's no motion, so there's no action to be taken. Request for draft and introduction. Representative Roger Martin has requested the Education Committee resolution relating to the free exercise of religion.
Mr. Chairman, we've had a lot of bills in the committee dealing with some kind of support for private education. I kept pointing out that it was unconstitutional, but already unconstitutional. They really wanted to address this problem. The first session, they changed the Constitution. The committee voted about 2 or 3 weeks ago to introduce the committee bill, and the clerk or the regular secretary couldn't get it around to it, so it's coming now in the fall, and it was voted out of the Education Committee this morning, and I'd like to get it drafted. In effect, it would change the Oregon Constitution, that religious part, to match the federal Constitution. Now, I would point out to you this bill was passed once, about 3 or 4 sessions ago, once it voted down.
committee did vote to introduce.
They did, and then they voted again today.
To introduce.
Okay, the motion for introduction. I just heard the discussion. Pardon me, drafting and introduction. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Conference Committee, Senate Bill 950.
Chairman, I move that Representative Mark and Representative Cecil Johnson be appointed as the conference for the House.
I don't think that's the problem. And I would recommend Representative, well, you got a motion for it. The motion is Mark and Johnson. Yes, I checked with the chairman of the committee and came up with Marston Burroughs. That was the chairman of the eighth committee that Bill came out of.
I checked with the two individuals involved with my guest representative Burroughs, one of my staffers. Representative Burroughs had no great enthusiasm, but the chair was appointed. Representative Cecil Johnson was very interested.
Okay. I guess is there going to be some objections? Okay. Clerk will call the roll. I'm Marston Johnson.
Hello?
No.
Martin?
Aye.
McGrady?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mandowski?
No.
Jim?
No. Motion failed. Okay, the motion is Jones. And Steve Johnson.
Question.
First call the roll.
Janelle? Martin?
Aye.
Griffin?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mandowski?
No.
Jim?
No, motion failed.
Chairman, I recommend, I move that,
why don't we put this on the agenda for Monday?
Mark? And Burroughs be appointed.
Question. Okay, first call the roll.
Burnell?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
McGrady?
No.
Wilhelm?
No.
Mandowski?
Aye.
Chairman?
Aye. Motion passed. Mr. Chairman.
That's our first split vote.
Sir, I've had a request. There's a gentleman here that wanted to talk about the referral on 3309. And we referred that to state governmental operations, and he wasn't here when it was done. And to bring, he wants an opportunity to speak on that. And I would, to get him up here, I would move for a reconsideration of the referral on House Bill 3309.
Can
we ask him the questions without having to go before?
I withdraw my motion.
Just once come up, state your name for the record.
Yeah. Chairman, Commission, National Office of Contracting Association. We introduced your request that 3309 be introduced to the chairman of the Intergovernmental Affairs Committee on Energy Taxes. We'd like it to be referred to that committee. Number one, there are members from the Environment and Energy Committee also on Intergovernmental Affairs, and also the chairman is familiar with the issue and late in the session. To be quite frank, the wheels would be a little better greased.
Chairman, I would move for the reconsideration of the vote by which House Bill 3309 is referred to the State Government Operations Committee. Is there any objection to that motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chairman, I
so ordered 3309 is before.
I would move that House Bill 3309 be referred to the Committee on Intergovernmental Affairs. You've heard the motion. Discussion. Questions called for. Is there any objection to the motion to send it to Intergovernmental Affairs? Hearing none, so ordered.
Thank you.
Staff says it was attempted to take a number of bills in Intergovernmental Affairs and the Senate supports that. Any other business we have here? Let's see, Joyce, do you have something else in here?
Oh, yes. I just think that Karen's on the agenda today, or that has to be on for next week, on Monday.
I think we could take that up to the end of the agenda, so it's going to be just now.
Oh, yes, it's on the agenda, okay. Okay, it's before us now.
Is that proposal from everybody again?
Well, the whole thing on personnel facilities, and that's one of the requests.
Chairman, I have a difficult time doing that since we're doing the same thing on the topic of our new clerk for any.
I raised exactly the same question that you can't really take a legislative employee and have him work for one caucus. I guess it could through the action of this committee.
That's why it's fair.
No, I don't think it would look good. I just don't think it's wise at all. But to have them work for both caucuses and providing information to individual members, I can really see no particular problem with it as long as we approve it in this committee. Now, the kind of information we're talking about, just having her pick off the information that we're both using in our Democratic Whip Advisors and the Republican Caucus where they list the committee action and the floor leader, that is who voted how on the committee and so on, and the floor leader. And that's basically the only information that she would provide, because that's used by both caucuses. And then any research that's an opinion that's done beyond that would still be done by the caucus employees as they stand now.
Say one thing, that at the very beginning of the session, the minority and majority leader and speaker trying to work out staffing for their offices, the speaker, and we're changing that, and that's still not drastically because it's putting a person between the two offices. But it is a change from what we talked about at the beginning of the session. I think we spoke to the speaker about and I did about staffing in our office. So that's the only concern I have, is that what we're actually doing is we're raising the number of people that work in the minority and majority office so that next time we're already at a number of one more person, or half a person each one of those offices.
Well,
that's the only concern.
Information being made available to caucuses. It could, as a matter of fact, be made available to the public.
I wasn't speaking against it, Gary. I just wanted to get that on the record.
I agree with you, Mr. Chairman, because the first reaction I had was no, because you've taken legislative employees and having them go to work for the individual caucus.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's necessarily right. But then it was presented that it was done by jointly for both caucuses. And as a matter of fact, John Moore recommended that if I still had a hand up, they'd consider doing it for the public, making it available to the public, post it on the bulletin board. What do you say?
Other legislative staff needs to be met, committee needs to be met. And I'm aware of the problem in the Judiciary Committee, and in fact, in the staffing. I think that kind of business is to be of a higher priority. And whether or not any of us proceed as whip advisor or whatever else, so I think that we should just draw our attention to those things first. And then, if in fact there is a staff that shifts around and you want to use a joint approach or whatever, then we can address that. But until we address the need of the committees and updating the minutes, I don't think that that's appropriate. I'd also like to remind the members of the committee that if that is a paramount need by either caucus, that it seems to me that there are a number of personnel still residing in Speaker's office that used to have some of these functions that this committee is now assuming, and if any shifts are being made, that should be those personnel shifted to those particular needs of the case.
I would remind the committee, and I'm not sure you were here, Mr. Magruder, at the time, you asked me to check into that. We are in the process of trying to work out with the Speaker's office very delicately what all those staff are doing and if they have anybody extra at all. But that's add on to kind of a few things.
Well, again, I don't disagree with you, Bill, because that also was discussed at this little meeting we had this morning, that first consideration had to be the shifting people amongst the committee. But I
most to make him a committee one. What?
I didn't accept that motion.
You did? Yes.
Good.
I will accept.
Well, make it two. And you want to be on?
No.
I have no.
No.
Well,
no.
This means you'll go and check with the Speaker's office and assume that responsibility to go through their staff and do them?
You sit right in
No.
Personnel.
What is the procedure from resigning from the committee?
You can object with your vote, but I think you're in the minority. Okay.
I thought it was. I really thought it was a very legitimate minor request. I had no idea it was going to turn into such a discussion or action.
Is there any
from my friend?
Now that we've heard the debate, is there any objection? Hearing none, so what?
Well, let me explain a little bit. I wish Dave were here, but he isn't today. He came up with it. This is something, first of all, it is the plan of the Senate to meet on Memorial Day, perhaps even the previous Saturday, depending on their schedule. And the Senate has gone on and speeded up or whatever committee's schedule. This, if you look at it, what this calls for is all-day session on Thursday, and session on Monday afternoon, and the rest of the time devoted to the committee. The committee, and the key is A, big A, little A, B, C, and D, are listed over here on the left-hand side, and what it basically shows you is the major committees, committees that meet on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the AM would have, including evening, either day 8 hours, evening 10.5 hours, and they're shown up there, of course. So, for instance, on, it increases the total hours available. Some committees aren't going to need this, but boy, Judiciary and a few others are already on this kind of schedule, and if we were able to confine our sessions to a full day on Thursday, and I don't know if we want to implement this next week, I think we're going to have to find out what the full bill looks like. But somehow, some of these committees have no time to work.
I think I just handed out with the Senate schedule for next week, but that's next week only. Which is a short session on Tuesday at noon, please. Short session.
third readings on...
No third readings, but they are meeting Tuesday at noon.
No third readings on Wednesday.
No third readings on Tuesday.
Or Tuesday. This is a copy from Jason's office.
Question.
Okay, well, this is even later than morning. Yeah, it's been amended since then. It's been changed, yeah.
No session Monday, session... What, do we know what's the third reading calendar like on Monday and Tuesday?
It's heavy for Monday, I'm not sure about Tuesday. Do you know about Tuesday? How many is it Monday? Do you recall?
I think...
20? Well, Dick, let me...
It's very difficult to have about 10 people gone.
Dick, let me make a statement first before you finish with you. In case you're going to make a motion. The schedule we have from the Senate is just for next week. It's not an ongoing thing. It's something just for this next week. And I think from next week on, is being worked out with both Joyce and David Deardorff now with the Senate. But if you wanted to adopt this one for next week, to follow the Senate, with basically the same time schedule to help Ways and Means for next week, that would be possible. But I don't think the Senate knows what they're going to do the next week after that.
Well, you're concerned about the Ways and Means Committee.
That's right.
All right. And my suggestion would be, adopt the version we have here for next week because our calendar is different than the Senate. And the only conflict you're going to end up with here is on Monday afternoon when we would meet all afternoon in session, and on Thursday afternoon when they meet at 9:30, as we probably would, but they don't meet in the afternoon. Now, they may go all day long. Now, they have at 9:30 and at 3:30. We could change that. But we could also just choose a way to mention it.
I don't have any real objection to that, except I think some states, rather than us talking unilaterally, I think we need to bilaterally adopt things,
and then that's what we're doing through that for the following week.
They're open yet on what they do after the
summer. Why can't we adopt the state of California?
There? Well, I don't know. You know, their calendar may be very light on Monday and Tuesday. How many on our calendar?
20.
Get those 20 out of the way on Monday. If we let 20 stack up with 8 and 10, and we'll have a little 48 bill calendar, and the rate of the house, and we'll be from 8 a.m. to 2:30 in the morning. That's a great place to make for many several minority reports.
Except the cats. Well, they've got committees set up by those. The down here committee candidates.
May I ask this? That wasn't done as a contract.
A good contract, but in fact, we discussed it this morning, or I just saw this morning. And
can you tell what our calendars look like
for this
next week, though? How far in the
I kind of agree with that, but there's no proof that it's an accident anyway. At least for that reason, it worked out the schedule. We could have an evening session if we want to get through those. So. That breakdown of 20 bills, how are they broken down with House and Senate bills? probably are things we need to go over there, too. We could have an evening session just to go very well.
I think it's crucial, to say, that you that will leave the way to meet these members, and that's fine. But I've watched over members that you excuse them, and the next thing you have is a bill that fails by one vote, so you have to reconsider it. The next thing you have is so many calls to the House, and neither the House functions nor the committee.
The only thing is, I have no problem with this. After we adopted the policy studies the other day, we suggested the time frame of university needs and it slowed down. And all the members found out about it through the grapevine, and all the calls for it came out of it. But before we do this, definitely go to the caucuses, you can explain to your members, and the House can explain to all their members, so when it happened, but everyone's not surprised, and they think that they're up, something happened to them that they're not aware of.
Tuesday and Friday are the days we meet at 12:30. Oh, the rule committee, I'm sorry. Yeah, well.
In order to do that, we're going to have to go through the topic on Monday.
Well, that's
the
point. Friday on Tuesday,
we're going to
have to
go
through the topic.
Let me explain something about the speaker. It already told me out of committee this morning and asked me if you and he and I to discuss the same session that up today. But he could certainly be involved in
this.
I would ask that we adopt, allow the Chairman and Representative Rogers, Representative Martin, meet with the speaker during the session today to work this out and get back to it. Take it on Monday.
Right.
The recommendation now.
No, we want to try to get to it. I don't care whether you got my proposal, but you got something.
Well, just the only thing I was saying is that it appears the speaker has contacted Ed and talked to him about talking about this. And I would just like him to talk with him and let him know.
No problem at all. I think there's a question this committee going in with somebody else. Rogers and David to a suggestion. They've got this suggestion. Maybe they've got some others that are better. All I want to do is don't coordinate.
This proposal you've got with the Monday and Thursday full session, I think is the reason the proposal to make. At least Friday open for a full session of Ways and Means, which is one of the tough days. They also meet committee days, subcommittee days during the week. Yeah, I'm just talking about full session, not short session.
If I could, and a number of my colleagues, if you tell them one thing and then have to come back to tell David Green or something else, they're going to be terribly confused. And that's the only thing I'm trying to do with this.
I've got no problem having giving the gentleman.
I'm just trying to get the caucus. I would like the caucus to occur after they have met so that they know what they're going to do. So we don't tell them one thing at 12:30 and then after they meet or something later.
But just, unilaterally come up with a decision, whatever it's right.
Why don't we go into the
That's fine.
Everybody agreed on that?
Yeah.
Any other business? Come forward. We're done.